Welcome to the Manager Matt podcast show. The show is designed to give you solutions to your day-to-day management and leadership problems. It's hosted by Matthew Haddock, a frontline manager and leader with over 25 years of experience. If you're ready, then let's get on with the show.
Welcome to this week's show. This week, I'm going to examine the idea of culture in a business, how culture affects things, how leaders set direction, and how you can play your part as a good leader and manager when it comes to culture. Right, without any more delay, let's get on with this week's show. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Welcome back. Or if you're a first-time listener, welcome and thank you for listening. This week, it's going to be a little bit around culture. What is culture in a business? How it works? What happens with it? What happens when it fails? We all know that in our working lives, we're going to be affected by the culture of the way that the business does its own actions and reactions. And culture within a lot of businesses is something that they stick on the walls all the time. You'll see the idea of culture intertwining with values, intertwining with business and success. What you really need to take out of it is that there's a lot of wallpaper in businesses. Just if you're naive to not think that, then you know you need to kind of wake up. There is a lot of stuff that goes on walls that people don't really buy into. And there's a lot of talk about culture. They'll talk around things like engagement cultures. So very much on a technical point, you might have an engagement process which needs people to engage. And this is the culture. How do we grow the culture? When things go wrong in businesses or in institutions, as we see in the press a lot, people talk around the culture was wrong. Well, what is the culture? I mean, the culture is the heart of the business. The culture should be the pumping mechanism that makes things work. The things that people love about a business is the culture. And sometimes that can be hard for people to put their finger on what exactly culture is. What does it actually mean? Because it's the way things are done around here. It's what people do when you're not being watched. They do it because it's the right thing to do. And that is the idea of culture. But when it comes to business and leaders, how do you grow a good culture? How do you change a culture? Because there's a lot of people who come into businesses and their plan is to change the culture. There's nothing wrong with that. That gives you an idea that the culture wasn't right, that things needed to change. But what does a culture mean? And as a leader, sitting there, what can you do to change it? Well, as a leader, there's four things in my mind you do to make sure your culture's right. The first one is you set direction and clear objectives. You set where that business or department is going. You are accountable and responsible for that action, so you make sure it happens. And you get people clear objectives of what they can do to make that happen. The second point is you've got to build and grow the right team that are aligned to your direction and the clear objective you've set. So point two, you've got to build a team. That means looking at the team you've got, seeing what strengths and where the areas of improvements are. Look at how you can develop a growing that team to be in the right place. You've also make sure that sometimes, especially when you're coming into a new organisation, you might have to change some of those people. So you might have to pull those people out and actually make a complete change. And I've done that in myself when I've gone into businesses and I just know it isn't going to work without a change. So I've had to take some people out, bring new people in. It was the right thing to do. It was the right thing to set the culture that I wanted in that business. And then the third thing, you need to focus on setting expectations around behaviours, because it matters what you do as a leader. You set them. If you're talking around setting a clear objective, but then you don't give people the behaviours or you don't set the expected behaviours for them, then it's just wallpaper again. It's just words on a sheet or a wall or a poster or a screensaver or the bottom of an email. It's not really living a culture. You've got to set expectations and then you've got to do it. If it says you do 5 miles an hour in the car park when you're driving in the morning, you do 5 miles an hour. If it says you park a certain way, you park a certain way. If it says you follow a walkway, you follow a walkway. Simple things. But on the reverse of that, you make sure that people know those standards and you hold them to account. You set the line. I've spoken on these podcasts before. You set the line. You tell people what's expected and you hold them to that expected account. It matters. And the last piece for me is the shadow. The shadow you cast. You got to lead with an optimism in my way, a positive shadow. That doesn't mean everything's brilliant. It doesn't mean that you're just going there with a smile on your face and everything will be okay. You actually lead with optimism. You show them the direction you're going by being an optimistic leader that says we can get there. We can do these things. I heard that people take notice of your feet, not your lips, the other day. And I thought that was a great thing to say. People take notice of your feet, not your lips. So what you're saying is one thing, but what you're doing is the real thing people see. And you can make massive changes in the business by the way your feet move, the actions you actually do, the behaviours you present. We all know that, back to the idea of wallpaper, you'll hear values on walls. And one of the values will be something like trust, respect, honesty, integrity. Nothing wrong with that. That's fine. That's real. But actually, isn't that basically what you should be doing? Shouldn't you be respecting people? Shouldn't you be trusting people? Shouldn't you be honest with people? So what are they as values? They're base. They're just a prerequisite of what should happen. What real culture is, it takes the idea of the direction you've set, the team you've built, the expectations and setting those expectations, and the way that you lead with optimism. That's how you really grow a business. That's really how you grow a culture of a successful business. Because everything else is all about the things that you just put on there. You're not really doing it. Impactful communication connects them. I've done two podcasts on communication. You are communicating out to those people real intent to make change. They're looking at your feet, not your lips, but you're making sure you're doing what you're saying. You're making sure you're setting a purpose for the people so they know what they're there for. You're valuing the work that they do through encouragement. And of course, you're looking at how they are linked into the bigger picture of the business. Some of that in communication is around listening, deep listening, holistically listening to what's been going on and what's around you. Because that makes such a difference as well. How people hear what you're saying, how they understand what you're doing. Culture's difficult. I've been in many places where I can't put my finger on why something happens. And people say, oh, it's the culture. It seems almost like an easy out. Oh, it's just the culture's wrong here. The culture's just wrong. And you've got to challenge those people who are saying that. Then what are you doing about the culture? Oh, I can't do culture. It's not to do with me. It's bigger than me. Well, no. Culture is what we do around here. And it's what we do when people aren't watching. It's the things that people do. The culture on a building site, taking it to something you've all seen nowadays in the Western areas, is that everyone in that area will be wearing a hard hat, hard shoes and a high-vis. That's a prerequisite. What that says is that people do the basics. What you're looking at culture is, why do people not do certain things? Why are they not doing things when people aren't watching? Why do they have to be monitored? That's where you get into the culture. Do the people really understand the direction and the clear objectives set for the business? Have you built the right team around you? Have you given them the right skills? Have you skilled and trained them to what is expected? Have you focused on setting the expectations around the behaviours? As we know, it matters. And are you leading with optimism? Is your positive shadow influencing the people on the floor around you to do the job right every day? The culture is the heart of the business, but it's very easy to say that the heart itself can be very unhealthy and the business still continue. To really make a difference as a leader, you need to make sure that you are setting some examples you want in the future. You are measuring it, not just on a yearly survey. You measure, you watch, you see what's happening, you feel a culture. You know, when you walk into somewhere, you can feel the culture. I went for an interview once and there was a person there who was in the wrong room, obviously in the wrong room. And the person being interviewing, very high-powered person, could have shouted, could have made a fuss, could have belittled the man for being in the wrong room. No, he didn't. He just went, oh, you're in the wrong room. Let me help you find the right room. And that showed me that that person and that culture was around being right with people. That showed that there wasn't a hierarchical, there was a respect, back to the idea of values. And that says a lot. It says much more than the banner over the front entrance. It says much more than something on the bottom of an email. So that's my thoughts on culture in a business. It's around setting direction and having a clear objective. It's around focusing and growing the right team. It's about setting expectations around behaviours and enforcing those expectations. And it's about leading with optimism. So, if you've got any thoughts on this subject or others, as you know the drill, if you've listened to this show before, I would love to hear your feedback on it. Please send it to managermattpodcast@gmail.com. I read all the emails and I've had some great engagement over the last few weeks, so please send them over. There will be some new shows coming exactly from the feedback I've received. As feedback is a gift, as you heard that before. If not, you can find me on Instagram, you can find me all over the place, just send me some messages and we'll interact. Well, that's it for Manager Matt this week. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Thank you so much for listening to this Manager Matt podcast. We hope you found it interesting, helpful and actionable. One last thing, please leave a quick review on iTunes or with your podcast provider, as it helps to spread the word of Manager Matt. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe to the podcast. And if you did like anything in particular, send an email to managermattpodcast@gmail.com or visit managermatt.co.uk for more content. Feedback is a gift, so let's keep giving. See you next week.